Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve. And 10 in the morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Authorities in Wilson County in north central Kansas have arrested four people in connection with a marijuana growing operation, including the head of a county health agency. Saturday morning, the Wilson County Sheriff's Department served two search warrants at homes near Buffalo. They located numerous jars containing what is believed to be marijuana, plastic trash bags containing what is believed to be marijuana, marijuana plants, cash, numerous weapons and ammo, and gardening paraphernalia at both locations. Wilson County Health Department Administrator Todd Durham and three others were arrested at the scene. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As a weak disturbance is sliding across southern Kansas, that may keep a few scattered showers going for a while, but most of those are going to be pushing out of southeast Kansas. Cloudy with a high today 84, so maybe a little bit warmer than yesterday. Tonight's low 68. Tomorrow should be clearing, warmer, and 88. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Cloudy now, 69 degrees, south wind at 5 miles per hour.
A Kansas lawmaker is seeking a report from legislative auditors on recent inmate disturbances at the state's maximum security prison in El Dorado.
State Senator Laura Kelly of Topeka said Monday she's concerned that the Department of Corrections is not being transparent enough. The department confirmed incidents involving inmates refusing to return to their cells on May 8th, June 24th, and June 29th, but it has said they were less serious than some employees and their union described them. Kelly said she wants auditors to investigate and report on what actually happened. A department spokesman said they are being transparent. The committee that directs the auditor's work will consider Kelly's request in October. If the review goes forward, a report would be ready by early next year. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A deadly weekend on Wichita streets. Three men died in three traffic accidents, one Friday, another Saturday, and another on Sunday. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says the first case happened when a man on a motorcycle was heading northbound on West Street, south of Central, when he collided with a Dodge Charger.
Friday night was the fatality accident in the 300 block of Northwest Street, and the victim on that case will be Joseph Zakair, a 20-year-old male of Wichita.
19 traffic deaths have now been recorded in Wichita this year.
Data collected in the annual point-in-time homeless count shows chronic homelessness in Wichita dropped 42% from 2015 to 2017. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
In fact, it's shifted the focus of some of these groups that have been helping with that, and I understand one of them is going to dissolve, but you know, that's what we want. As they said, they want to put themselves out of work.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted Show on KNSS.
A lawsuit has been filed over the widespread power outage in North Carolina's Outer Banks. It could take days or weeks to repair an underground transmission line damaged by a construction crew last week. Tens of thousands of tourists have been forced to flee the area. Governor Roy Cooper toured the affected area Monday, saying the local residents are resilient.
I have no doubt that they will be back and in action as quick as that power is turned back on. I know they're going to be ready to go, and they're going to be ready for people all over the world to come back.
The Olympics are coming back to Los Angeles. Mayor Eric Garcetti announced Monday the city will once again host the Summer Games.
In 2028, we're bringing the Games back to L.A., one of the great capitals of this Olympic movement, a city that has always been a Games changer.
L.A. also hosted the 1932 and 1984 Summer Games. KNSS News Time, 8:35, and hey, entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward this morning. Ted, one of a very talented actor has passed away. Talking
yes.
about Sam Shepard, right?
Sam Shepard.
Yeah.
And he was a great playwright as well. Sam Shepard has passed away. A We'll also talk about a popular TV show continuing and the new cast member for a long-running show.
I think I see a plane over here with a name on it.
Sam Shepard in the Oscar-nominated movie role for which he's best known, playing legendary test pilot Chuck Yeager in 1983's The Right Stuff. The actor died Thursday of ALS at age 73, according to a family spokesperson. As much as he was a respected actor, Shepard was also considered one of America's greatest living playwrights, winning the Pulitzer Prize for Drama and nominated for it twice more. Arrested Development will get a fifth season on Netflix. Star Jason Bateman revealed the news on his Twitter. Production begins next week. The new season premieres next year. Nia Long is joining the cast of NCIS Los Angeles for the crime drama's upcoming ninth season. The show lost series regular Miguel Ferrer when he died unexpectedly last January. Long's character will reportedly help fill that cast slot. The new season of NCIS LA debuts October 1st. I'm Christopher Watson.
Hey, Ted, just a quick question about Sam Shepard. Obviously, I didn't know he was that talented. I knew he was. Boy, he could do a lot of things. Was he not in Baby Boom with Diane Keaton, where she goes and she loses her job and goes to the country and she has she's making baby food? You remember that? Was that Diane Keaton?
You're probably more familiar with that movie.
I think it's a good movie, and he was the vet.
Okay.
They had a romance. He was terrific. Very low key.
Oh yeah,
man.
He usually gave a pretty good performance.
Good actors are guys who know how to underact, mm-hmm. and that guy could. He was a very talented man. All right, Ted.
Oh, The Right Stuff.
Yeah,
one of my favorite movies.
Good.
He was so good in that. HBO hacked. Game of Thrones material may be floating around online. There's been a breach of the wall. HBO confirms it was the target of cyber criminals who stole proprietary stuff. Exactly what was taken, they're not saying, but Entertainment Weekly says it got an email from the hackers offering up what might be the script to next week's Game of Thrones, along with actual upcoming episodes of Ballers and the show Room 104, which debuts later this year. HBO says it is working with law enforcement on this investigation. A documentary about Princess Diana, an icon coming back to TV, and a Transformers spinoff.
Does an upcoming documentary on Princess Diana go too far? That's what her former butler is saying. Paul Burrell says the recordings of Diana talking about her failed marriage to Prince Charles, which are heard in Diana, in her own words, were private, meant to stay private.
I don't think they should be broadcast. It's almost like raiding her diary. That's wrong. That shouldn't be. It can only upset Prince William and Prince Harry.
The documentary airs Sunday in the UK and August 14th on the National Geographic Channel. We get to spend a little more time together with Carol Burnett. She has a new show on Netflix. It's called A Little Help, and we're told it'll feature candid and painfully honest conversations with real kids, 4 to 8-year-olds, about life's biggest issues. Burnett, by the way, is 84. The unscripted comedy will debut a 12-episode season next year. And Paramount has set a date for the first Transformers spinoff film, Bumblebee, December of next year. And it'll go up against Aquaman. I'm Jason Athenson.
An old MTV favorite is returning to the air.
Well, it may as well just be Mariah Monday on TRL. Live in New York, Carson Daly with Mariah Carey.
MTV is bringing back Total Request Live, the live video countdown show that made a star of Carson Daly, complete with its trademark Times Square studio. MTV president Chris McCarthy tells the New York Times it's part of a total revamp of programming at the music network. Other recent changes include incorporating TV into the MTV Movie Awards, making acting categories gender neutral, and renaming the famous Moon Man Award the Moon Person. Total Request Live will return in October. Linda Lopez, ABC News.
Of course, this is the anniversary of MTV.
Birthday, yeah. 36 years ago today.
That's right.
MTV came on the air.
Came on the air.
Some of the funny last night, let's go late night. CBS is the Late Late Show with James Corden.
The state of Colorado has determined that the tax revenue from the sale of legalized marijuana has now exceeded $500 million. I know, $500 million. Colorado has so much extra money from marijuana, it can now afford a cocaine habit.
James Corden last night on CBS. It was 40 years ago today, a book came out called Elvis, What Happened? It was released to bookstores nationwide. It was an expose by two former bodyguards. They presented Elvis as an overweight recluse. Okay. Of course, Elvis would pass away just 2 weeks later after that book came out. I wonder if people gave credence to that book at all.
Nah.
I thought it was just junk.
Not Elvis.
And it was 20 years ago today that the movie Air Bud came out in Wichita theaters. Did you go see Air Bud?
No.
About the dog, Buddy, a golden retriever who plays basketball?
No.
It was a huge hit. They made it for $3 million. It grossed $28 million.
Could the dog play defense?
I don't know.
I didn't see it either.
The dog dunking the ball. The late Michael Jeter was in this movie.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah. Buddy has since passed away as well.
Oh.
But there you go. I mean, you know, it's a dog that plays basketball. It did generate one sequel at the movie theaters and many direct-to-video sequels and a spin-off film series. The plots are pretty much the same. In each one, Buddy learns to play a different sport.
Ah.
So there you go. And then the spin-offs end up focusing on Buddy's children, the Buddies.
The baby Buddies.
Air Bud, the basketball-playing dog. Man. Came out in theaters 20 years ago today.
Nothing novel
about
that.
Big hit.
When I was a kid, we had a couple of guys on our team. We called them the dogs because they didn't practice very well. Anyway, go ahead.
That's entertainment news in the blur.
Right.
Brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. They serve pizza.
Yeah.
They also serve hot sandwiches if you're
hoagies.
A sandwich person.
Hoagies.
They have a vegetable hoagie, a turkey hoagie, turkey sandwich.
Spaghetti.
Ham hoagie.
Salad.
Regular hoagie. Tasty stuff.
Salads. Mm.
Of course, I'm in the category where I hardly endorse the pizza.
I would take one of each.
Oh, my gosh.
Pizza,
so
spaghetti, hoagie, and a salad.
The cheese bread and the pizza are what does it for me. It's right there on K-15. You want a tasty meal? You just head down to 208 South Baltimore and enjoy Pizza John's in Derby.
842, Steve and Ted. KC firm expanding in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.